Let's talk about what's going right. What are the positive things you've seen so far?
Our goaltending situation is good. We have three good goaltenders, which is going to come down to a decision this Saturday when Jake Toit's three-game contract expires. Beyond that, it's hard to point at a lot right. We're struggling, and that's pretty obvious in our gameplay. I thought at least, against Knoxville both nights, the first night, considering we only played 20 minutes, the third period, we actually put up a good fight and had potential to take points out of there. Obviously, we fell short of that. But the third period was a bright spot, and then the home game against Knoxville, it was just dumb mistake, mindless mistake after mindless mistake. We played pretty well on the offensive side when we had puck possession. Unfortunately, we didn't too much, which is obvious when you're outshot by double. Another thing that we're, I hate to just move on to the negative here, but way too many penalties too. The PK can only do so much, and then the guys that I trust, the guys that are getting ice time on power play and penalty kill, are just absolutely bagged by the end of the game, and it's just another issue that we're having.
Right, and what happens then is your goalie faces too many shots or a lot of shots.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Same thing. There's so many pucks that we can keep out, and it's not even just number of shots. We went through some things this week where I broke down video to see, and I mapped out where those shots are coming from, and it's one thing to be outshot by another team when they're outside, the shots you want to give up, the far shots with no traffic. But that Friday, that Saturday night game, last game, we were giving up a ton of shots all in the house, and that's just unacceptable.
We'll talk with Roanoke Warrior Dogs head coach Dan Bremner. You've signed a bunch of players this week, Dan, and let go of a few. Matt O'Day's come in, Kyle Moore, Lincoln Griffin. Anything in particular the guys that you're bringing in have in common?
They're all high energy. They play, a gritty game. They have some high skill levels, high ceiling when it comes to their skill levels. Really, I just think we need another gear, and some guys that I'm expecting to see it from, I haven't yet. Right now we have a lot of bodies. We have two more guys who are expected to come off the IR next week, and the guys are going to know that it's competition time. There's already been a couple let go, and the guys that I let go, I don't do it lightly. I love those guys. Everett Thompson was with us for our stretch run last year, and he put a lot into it, and I appreciate his work. But he wasn't elevating to the level the urgency that we need right now. And guys are going to understand with the bodies that we have right now, a couple more coming off the IR that they're competing for jobs right now.
The guy you put on suspension, Brand Sherwood, does he have a chance of coming back?
There's always potential for any situation. I'm not counting anything out at this point. And that's where we're going to take it from now.
Okay, last thing is, and maybe this is not an excuse, but do you think, Dan, at this point you're missing some of the leadership you got last year from a Steve Mealy or a Colin Murray or a Cody Dion? Do you think you're missing some of that, and are you looking for that?
I guess it's possible to look at that as an excuse. It's nothing that I'm turning to, actually. I think our older guys have been pulling their weight. Jeff Jones is always doing the right things out there. On the back end, Joe Sova has been an absolute stud for us. There's little things and pushing forward for us to get over this hump. They're going to be leaned on even harder. So as much as I think they have been doing, they're going to be pushed and asked even more of them. So I'm expecting a big weekend from all of our leadership group. I hope that they're leading the way to break in this kind of skid we're on.
So you only have one game this weekend, I think. So you're expecting some high energy and a different outlook on Friday?
Absolutely. We can't go to the excuses of the last two home games where we've traveled the night before or anything. There's no excuses here. We've had a full week to prepare for one opponent in Fayetteville. They're a very good hockey team right now. They got some great recruits, some good young talent, and they're playing with a lot of confidence with the start that they've had. So it's a big hill to climb, but with all of our focus on this one game and all of our preparation, there's no excuses for us not to come out and perform.